Ask anyone in the sugar industry about the US Free Trade Agreement negotiated more than 10 years ago, and they use one word to describe it: bitter. Now, with the largest agreement ever negotiated nearing completion, the Australian Sugar Industry Alliance is determined not to repeat the experience. The Trade Committee Chairman is Paul Scambry. He says the industry will be angry if it's left out again.
This will be an economic shot in the arm. We want increased access to the United States. We're currently accessing world prices of, say, 12, 13 cents a pound. The United States has an opportunity to access prices of, say, 21 cents a pound. There is a significant deficit between domestic production and consumption in the United States. There is room for Australian cane producers. This is critical for our industry.
Mr. Scambry says industry representatives are in Hawaii working to keep sugar on the table, but ultimately the negotiations are government to government, and there's a risk sugar could be dropped at the 11th hour.
We think that the whips are cracking. We sense that the finish line is not far away, and we as a sugar industry want to be part of the most substantial free trade agreement that is likely to be negotiated in the history of the world. We missed out on the China-Australia FTA, marginal improvement, the Australia-Japan FTA, and so it's important that we get access to this market. We are not seeking to dislodge or to undermine the US sugar program. We're only seeking to fill in part of that gap between domestic production and consumption, and we're hopeful that sugar isn't thrown off the table.
You have the support of a number of Nationals MPs from cane-growing areas, but they won't go so far as to say that they wouldn't vote for a TPP if it didn't have sugar in it. Would you like to see them put their money where their mouth is and make that promise?
Well, that's a matter for them. All I can only state our situation, that we get somewhat cranky that we're promised meaningful access out of these agreements, and that at the 11th hour, we're dropped off. So I hope that there is resolve by the Australian government to ensure that we don't fall off.
One of those MPs supporting the inclusion of sugar is LNP member for Hinkler, Keith Pitt, himself a cane farmer for 12 years who sits with the Nationals in Canberra. He says Australian sugar deserves to be included because of its history of free trade in the industry.
It is the free trade bastion of sugar. Sugar is probably one of the most corrupt markets in other places. But in the US, they have a shortfall of over 3 million tonnes every single year, and I think it's important that we absolutely increase our access to that market.
He backs the Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, but wouldn't say if he would support a TPP without sugar.
We need access to that market because it will provide better returns to our sugar producers, our millers and our growers.
So will you support the TPP in Parliament if it doesn't include sugar?
Well, we're not at that stage yet. This is the pointy end of the negotiation. I guess as Kenny Rogers said, you've got to know when to hold them and when to fold them and when to show your hand. And right now, this is about getting the best deal we absolutely can for sugar in Australia.
But when it comes time to convincing Andrew Robb that on top of everything else he's had to negotiate through this process, that this is really important, your leverage is your vote in Parliament when it comes time to approve it.
Well, I've also got leverage with my other Nationals colleagues, and they've been making plenty of noise around sugar in recent weeks, and we'll continue to do that. I've spoken with the Minister, I've spoken with his staff. We've made the point as to just how critical sugar is for the TPP and for the people that we represent in regional Australia. And I'll continue to do that. That as someone who was a cane producer for over 12 years, I understand just how critical it is. Now, given that there's such a huge amount of scope for improvement, now's the time. Now is the time.